Raven, I'm gonna sing a note, and or like a I'm not gonna sing, and then if you think it's bad in post, I want you to just like really auto-tune it and then go straight into the show, okay? You ready?
Wait, I don't know what's going on. What are you doing?
I don't know if I can do it anymore. Okay, 3, 2. Walk through fire for you. Just let me adore you. That was really bad, so I'm going to assume you're going to auto-tune it. So let's go into the show now. Play the intro. Let's go.
What the fuck was that? We were all waiting for that.
Yeah.
Walk through fire. What?
Harry Styles' new album's out, you guys. Let's go.
Yeah, to all the show. Right. Bye. Let's, yeah. Go roll the fucking music. Do it to it. It's the show that you've all been waiting for. I don't know if that's rhyming. Welcome to the Diva Trash Podcast. We've got a full fucking house. It's me.
She's got the sniffles.
I've got a Madame Sniffles today. And listen, it's Carol. And then there's you.
It's me, Avery.
And then across from us is a glasses wearing motherfucking king. It's
He's got that he has that blue light filter.
Yeah, he's got he looks like one of them hot anime boys. Guys, welcome to another episode, and we're gonna continue where we left off with self-worth, with part two on how to rebuild. So did you do your homework? Stay tuned, we're gonna go into that. But before we do that, we're gonna get all loosey-goosey and have a silly goose time and go straight into what we always do, which is our demon trash moment. So song, I forgot, it's been a week. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. Demon trash moments.
I'm sorry, I'm just like, earlier on you said you wanted to start a podcast with another person, and you're forgetting the whole format of our show already. You're forgetting about me and the Demon Trash Podcast.
No. I was wondering if you were going to bring up how territorial you are. I was wondering if that was going to happen.
I'm just saying,
can I start?
Yeah.
Are you going to let it go? Is everything going to be fine? Are we going to have an issue during the show?
No.
All right, cool. So today I have, since my life is work, I have a fun little diddly, a little demon trash memory, if you will. Let's take it way back. Let's take it back 11 years.
That long? Oh my God, that was that long ago?
Yeah. 11 years ago, okay, I was 15 years old. And, you know, when you're 15, there's a lot of things going on. Hormones. High school, Twilight, and hear me out. So basically, I had a memory triggered for me by Avery, actually, because we actually talk about Twilight a lot, but in like a meme way, like it's a meme to us, mm-hmm. But it's also like a foundation for our teenage years, a foundation for anyone our age, like, went through the Twilight dome.
If you were a girl in middle school, or like even like a high school, Twilight was such a phenomenon.
Yeah, I know
that. Like they tried to replicate it with the Hunger Games, but it just didn't work.
They've tried to replicate that 1,000 times,
and it just never will.
It just never will be. Yeah. So this is just so specific to that time period. Anyway, Bella Swan in New Moon helped me realize I needed therapy. And I know what you're thinking. I feel like a lot of people went through this, but to me, this is ridiculous that this is actually true. So when I was 15, I was going through a really, really hard time in life, due to like the surface level being a 15-year-old girl shit and then some other stuff. And so, you know that scene in New Moon? We've all seen it. Let's not pretend here.
Beginning okay. of the movie.
Yes. And Edward has left.
Edward left.
Bella is crushed. And she's sitting in a chair in a room. And the camera begins to circle around her. And the seasons are passing to the soundtrack, the little diddly of Likey Lee's Possibilities.
There's a possibility. That, I can't. Just thinking
with
about
the,
that
like,
scene.
The deep rooted, echoing piano notes.
And the seasons are going, it's changing on the outside, just a slow.
So naturally what you do is you, when you have, when you're alone in your bedroom, 15 and sad at 9 p.m., you know, that song comes on shuffle on iTunes Play. And comes on shuffle and you start to feel feelings. And in that moment, I was like, oh, this is depression. She has depression. So I have depression. I have depression. Walk my ass downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, hey, mom, I think I need to see a therapist. That's a real story on how I asked for help. I asked for help because of Bella Swan and Likey Lee's song, Possibilities. That is the most demon trash thing ever.
To this day, I'm just like, if you want to know what depression looks like, go to that scene in Twilight, New Moon. That's it.
Yeah, so that's my demon trash moment.
That should just be a commercial. And then they show like the medication.
It just flashes the medication.
Yeah.
Side effects will include. Yeah. Anyway, your turn. let's take it away from me and bring it back to present day.
All right, present day demon trash moment. So, Carol introduced me to this show called Love Island, and
it's the cure. It's the way. It's a religion.
It's so addicting, and I've recently become obsessed with it. So now my new goal in life is to become a hottie with a body and get on Love Island because I'm convinced it's the only way I will be put under enough pressure to find love.
I feel like here's the issue, dude, and I said it when you brought this up to me previously, is you are just going to go into it for the money. And people are going to see that. Because I know halfway through, because you're such a competitive person, even if you do find a guy, you're going to be like, all right, yeah, I like you. You like me. That's great. But we really need to make sure that we're strong so that we win.
I'm real, dude.
People don't like that. When the audience is watching that, they're going to see you like having a strategizing. You're going to have 3 strategizing meetings a day with your boy. Who you're coupled up with, and people are going to see them. They're like, she's in it for a game. It's not real.
No, but I feel like I will be going in for like real, for real reasons. Like obviously to find
you
love.
You think that you actually would go on like and be then real? Winning like not would be not a joke. Be yeah. real. Like, do you actually think that if you got on Love Island, like this would be real for you?
Yeah.
You think you could find like real actual love? Like you could be Molly Mae, Tommy Fury.
That's what I'd want to find, dude. Why would I go on there and like freaking be put all the exposure for like just to be faking it for like 50 grand? Like 50 grand.
People do
like,
it a lot.
I mean, 50 grand's a lot of money, but it's not like $1 million or anything. Do you know what I mean? Like yeah. I could spend 50 grand in a week probably.
The exposure on that show alone is enough though, because a lot of those people who are like on the show for a really long time go on to be like influencers.
That's
and,
why
like,
I feel
their
like
own brand
I
deals.
Feel like it's a good goal because okay, get on the show, like become super popular.
See, you're not even
get a following.
The relationship part. This is why
find love.
Okay. It's third on your list. You have to, like, there it is.
Okay, hold on. Get on the show. Meet a bunch of cute boys. Potentially find love. So I'm not listing it first because it's like, it's not a guarantee. Do you know what I mean?
I think you're missing the point, though.
The point. I'm telling you, Carol, I would go on there and give it my best shot to find love.
Okay. All right. I believe you when you say it.
Because, like, then, like, in that scenario of being on that show, then it's like you have to couple up with someone. You have to, like.
It would definitely force you out of your comfort zone, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
You have to sleep with a stranger in a bed who is, like, you're in a couple with.
Mm-hmm.
So. Honestly, I want nothing more in life than to see you on Love Island. I'm going to be honest. Like, I thought I had dreams and goals, but that, to me, is if you want me to make you your Love Island coach, we'll be in the gym every day, me yelling at your ass, making sure that you are in top form.
I've already planned this out. Perfect
casting video. Like, we need to also get your social media up. We need to start face tuning you like nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've like already started like planning like my strategy, mm-hmm. right?
You need to
like,
start
career wise. Yeah. I need to be in a job that I can like take a few weeks off.
Also, you're American though, so money. You need to not watch the British Love Island because you need to start watching American Love Island. And here's the issue, sis, is I personally think the Love Island, like the most attractive Love Island boys have been the UK guys.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I'm just like, who's picking these boys? Because some of them are not that cute, but.
All right. This isn't a Love Island podcast. I wish it was, though, to be honest. We're actually thinking about doing a YouTube channel where she and I like just watch, like binge watch shit and eat snacks. And we really want to do like a Love Island series. So if you guys want to see that and us be trashy and watching the trashiest reality television show that we're obsessed with, let us know. All right, that's our Demon Trash Moments. Let's go to our break. And then after we come back from that, we're going to go to part two of our self-worth stuff and, you know, turn that shadow play into light work. As they say. I don't know if they say that. Be right back. All right, guys. Welcome back from the break. Give us money. So,
give us money.
Did you do your homework last week? Huh? Did you? Did you reflect on your childhood and identify your core wounds? If you were too much of a pussy, I get that. It's not your time. All right? But just know, you're holding yourself back.
That's true.
We actually heard a really cool term at this dinner I went to and then panicked at.
We went to?
Yeah, you were there.
That should have been your Demon Trash moment.
No.
Carol won't say it. Because she's worried she's going to lose her street cred. So.
No.
So we're not going to talk about
it. We're not going to talk about it. We actually heard a really cool term for basically reflecting on all that core wound shit, and it's called shadow work. And as you know, one of my favorite things to say is shadow play, because I like to play in the shadows. I am the shadow. I am the abyss. I am one with the abyss. That's demon trash for you. But yeah, so shadow work for all you edgelords. And basically, it just means you're facing your inner demons, man. It's so if you completed your shadow work and identified your core wounds, it means it's time to learn how to rebuild that self-worth. My little demon trashlings, my little sweet babies. Papa's here. Let's get cracking and put some band-aids on, huh, champ? Let's go into step one. Teach me.
Step one. All right. We touched on this last week. So remind yourself what does not determine your self-worth. So as a reminder, some of those things were your bank account, your job, your social media following, or your attractiveness. These do not determine how valuable you are as a person. And do not use them as a way to determine your worth. Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Cool. So that's number one. If you want a full list of those, go back to our episode last week.
or the week before. But, we didn't post an episode last
week. Oh, yeah. Our episode from the week before.
A whole week has passed.
Pot one. Okay, the second one. Oh, shit. Sorry. This is falling. Step two. Smack your inner critic right in her face. All right? We all know this bitch. The one who just lurks in the background. They're the ones who put you down, tell you you're ugly, fat, a hideous beast. For me, it's Carol.
Hey. For me, it's also me.
But for most people, it's their inner critical voice. So what you need to do is find this bitch and smack it right in its face.
Yeah, if you ever see me on the street, demons, go ahead and just hit me, because I'm also probably your sleep paralysis demon too. So I get it.
So we all have this. So it's like your inner critic. So they start to mouth off. But the thing is, what you need to do is challenge it. When you get that voice in your head telling you, like, hey, like, you're not,
you're
good.
Fucking ugly. You're worthless. You're a piece of shit, Avery.
So pause and ask what if it's saying is true. And if not, or if it's true, or if what they're saying is kind, not the case here, or is telling you something that you need to know. If not, call her a dumb bitch and let her go deal with it with that trauma on her own, okay?
Okay.
Tell her, Carol, stop projecting on me.
All right, I'm working on it.
So basically, if your like inner critic is ruining your belief in your own worth, she's toxic and you need to tune her out, okay?
Or him. We don't.
Or him.
We're not gonna assume the gender of your inner critic, okay? We're not here to do that. It's almost 2020, Avery.
I was trying to say it just to keep it kind of like generic, but I was like, for me, like I feel like it's a girl, and you know, she's so mean.
Do you have a name for your inner critic?
No, she's just a fucking bitch.
You're like, yeah, Carol.
Her name's Carol. She looks like a scene girl. Just kidding. Oh my God. It's just you, scene circa 2016 or something.
Have shitty color extensions. Like MAC charcoal fucking eye makeup. There's a possibility.
See, even she has trauma, you know?
Yeah, oh, lots. I've got a full laundry list of trauma. Working through it, though. Feeling good. Feeling positive.
All right. The next ones are practicing these exercises. This should go pretty fast. Okay. So what you need to do is increase your self-understanding. You need to figure out who you are and what you are. That's a friggin' big one.
Shouldn't you just take psychedelics? I mean, it's kind of what I've done.
No.
Oh, okay. I mean, drugs can fix it right up for you. If you really want to get deep with it.
You want self-understanding?
I can get you self-understanding in about 5 minutes.
Well, for those who are going to go for a more, I didn't want to say holistic.
Yeah, because what I'm offering is holistic as hell.
Non-drug route. So here's some things that you can do, these exercises that you can do to try and figure out who the hell you are, which is what I've been trying to figure out my whole friggin' life. So this is not exactly easy for everyone.
You seemed stressed when you said that. That's weird.
Who am I? Ask yourself who you are, Carol, and see what your reaction is.
All right. I'm going to be serious about it, okay? Hold on.
This is what you need to do, okay?
No, I want to ask myself really quick. Give me a second.
Well, I'm trying to set you up.
Oh, okay.
All right. So imagine everything was taken away from you.
Like in a hurricane?
Your career, your things, your friendships, everything. Okay. It's just you. Ask yourself.
Am I in a white room?
Yeah, just imagine.
Okay, I'm in a white room.
Whatever
right now.
Color you want.
Yeah, it's white.
What if all you had left was just yourself? How would that make you feel? And what would you have left that would you what would you have left that would be of value?
Well, the first thing that came to mind was boredom. I feel like I'd get bored pretty fast. But the thing was, is what I would start doing is being like, you know, having, I have my imagination. So it would be kind of fun, actually.
You're very creative.
I'd start talking to myself a lot. I had a vision of myself, like, laughing with myself. That sounds insane. Is that normal?
Laughing by yourself?
Yeah.
I feel like that's normal.
Okay. Because in a white room, if I'm all alone and I had nothing, I'd just be like, I'd talk to myself.
All right. So, basically, you need to come to the conclusion that no matter what happens to you externally, and no matter what's taken away from you, that it doesn't affect you internally. So, at the end of the day, no matter what's going on in your life, you can lose your job, all your things, go bankrupt, everyone leaves you, like, you'll be like, I'm going to be okay. I don't hate
myself.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then you need to get to know yourself on a deeper level and be honest. Who are you? Who are you not? How are you?
Okay.
How do others see you? How do others speak about you?
It's like removing labels
mm-hmm.
that you've placed on yourself.
Well, identifying these labels that, like, who are you, like, are, like, is not about what you have, basically. So, like, how am I? Well, I can, like, reflect on myself, and I think, well, I think I'm a kind person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm creative.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are things that you have within that aren't material.
Oh, okay, got it.
And then you want to reflect on how others see you as well, just so you're self-aware, obviously.
I think people see me and they say she needs to be locked up in a white room.
You're being negative.
I feel, you know what? I see it as honesty.
I think that's your low self-worth coming through, honestly.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think most people enjoy being around you, so.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Sure. We'll say that. I mean, I do get invited to things.
There you go.
So that means I'm not entirely intolerable.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess it is just me who finds me intolerable.
That's your self-worth, baby. You work on that. All right. So the other ones that you need to ask yourself, how do others speak about you, and what key life moments define who you are today? And then what brings you the most passion and joy in life? So that's like trying to understand who you are, what you enjoy, what made you who you are to this point. And so you're just trying to, at this stage, you're just trying to figure out, try to understand yourself on a deeper level. Don't think about the stuff that you have. Think about, like, what qualities you have.
I think also, like, not focusing on what you think you're supposed to have, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know a big thing for me, like, was, like, oh, I'm supposed to, like, know definitively what I want to be doing right now because I'm this age. I know I should probably be thinking about having a 401k. I don't know. Like, things like that.
No, that's material stuff, though.
Yeah.
But thinking about, like, what brings you passion and joy in your life, right. Like, those are better things to focus on.
Right.
Those are what make you who you are. Not thinking about that stuff that you should have at this point.
Yeah. 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 I feel like a lot of people in their 20s focus on that stuff. It's mm-hmm. not just, like, about not necessarily material, but, like, expectation. So
mm-hmm.
that's a good way to think about.
So once you do that, you need to have a good understanding of who you are, what fulfills you and satisfies you, and then it's time to look at what's not so great or easy about being you. Because we got to be real. We got to do the light work, you know, and the shadow work.
Shadow play.
The shadow play, as Karen likes to call it.
It's all play, no work. Where do I struggle most? Let's make it fun. Where do I struggle most? In my own head.
This exercise is really hard for me.
Yeah, in my own head, I think way too much. And I think it comes out in a nervous banter where I say too much. Do you guys get that impression? Mm-hmm. Where do I need to improve? Where don't I need to improve? Boom. Got him. What fears often hold me back? Snakes. Snakes. What else am I afraid of?
Failure?
Shut your fucking mouth. You don't have a right to say that to me. Yeah, failure, money, being destitute. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Destitution.
What habitual emotions hurt me?
Apathy.
Yeah, apathy, 100%. I don't care. I'm not like most squirrels. What mistakes do I tend to make?
Being apathetic.
I'm lazy. Supposed to answer these.
Sorry.
Yeah, apathy. Buying groceries without a plan. Buying groceries without a plan.
So lack of planning?
Yes, 100%. Lack of planning. Which goes into like budgeting and stuff like that. But I'm rich, so no big deal there anymore.
Let's be honest with ourselves.
Please be sure, anchor.fm/demontrash. Please contribute 99 cents a month if you like what we're doing here. Where do I tend to consistently let myself down? In the planning. You know, it's not my fault that Crown Season 3 dropped, first off. That's not my fault that, you know, that I went on Netflix and that was there and, like, what am I supposed to do, not watch? And then, you know, Love Island. Have I seen Love Island UK season already? Yeah, but part of me felt like I want to go on that journey again. So... And then I realized they have it all on Hulu. So that's also not my fault either, personally. I don't think so. Could I have said, you know, no more Love Island? Yeah, but there we go. I'm not very strong. So.
The willpower.
Yeah. So. I've answered the questions. What's next?
So finally, take a moment to look at the flip side and ask yourself what abilities do you have and what are you really good at?
A controller. I have a controller for the television and I do have a schedule of knowing like what time I'll be home so that I could easily plan dinner. And I do have a few hours in the week to cook instead of watching Love Island. So I guess I do have the ability to say no to myself.
So you have a little bit of impulse control.
I do have a lot of impulse control. I just don't use it. Mm-hmm. So I should use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you think you're really good at?
I like making people laugh, but I'm also really good at making people, laugh. I'm really good at making people laugh at my expense. No,
so you're humble?
No,
you're not.
No, wait, what? I'm rich, with humbleness. And, I'm just really good at making people laugh.
There you go.
Good at that.
There's some things.
Also good at making money. What else?
Yeah, you are. So, spend some time on each of those steps after you've completed that, but especially on the steps that remind you of your worth and your value as a person. Don't focus too much on the negative stuff. Everyone has some faults.
Okay. I won't hate myself for throwing away a bad avocado and a rotting jalapeno.
My avocados always go bad so fast.
You gotta wait until the day of use, man. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's also not my fault that the HEB on the corner isn't open yet. You know, I feel like it's proper ready to open. And they're just, I'm not going to go into the big shopping center and go to Target for produce. Not happening.
No.
I'm not a fool.
So, okay, after that, after you do those exercises, well, we can move on to the next steps, you guys. We can start boosting our self-acceptance. So forgive yourself for those things you thought weren't so great in the last exercise. Accept yourself. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's, yeah. I can be better. I'll do it. I can do it.
That's not acceptance.
All right. Yeah, you're right. Okay. I accept that I am terrible.
You can be terrible sometimes.
Can be terrible sometimes.
But you also accept that you have some amazing qualities about yourself,
yeah,
right?
Okay, yes, thank you. Yeah. This reminds me of this time where Raven was like, maybe you should do affirmations in the morning. And I had the hardest time doing affirmations. And I would sit here. He'd be like, just say three things that you like about yourself. And I was just like, I woke up today. And he's like, that's not an affirmation. I would be
that's
like,
that's not an affirmation.
I would just be like, oh, okay, I have a job. And he's like, so you have skills.
Close, close. We're getting there.
This is like that. It feels like that.
See, you need to identify these things and your qualities in yourself. Mm-hmm. And you need to accept yourself before you can start doing those affirmations, basically. Because affirmations are what you do to start boosting your acceptance and your self-love. So after you're able to finally accept who you are as a person, your faults, the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, everything about yourself you have to accept and be okay with. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
You can still want to work on things to improve yourself.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine, but you have to say, it's okay where I am now, though. Because if not, then you're not accepting who you are and you're not saying that you're good enough. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm good enough.
Yes, you are.
Did I fully believe that statement? No, but partly. And that's progress.
See, that's the thing about self-worth. It's like interest, baby. You got to make a deposit and you start building interest.
So you're saying it's okay that I don't fully believe it.
You can't just turn on the switch one day and be like, yeah, I think I'm great.
Yeah.
And I love myself. I think it's a journey. And I think it comes through with doing these processes. And also, I think what's helped me is like actually doing things that I think will help increase my self-worth, like going to the gym and like doing stuff. That's stuff where I'm taking care of myself to say like, yeah, I love myself and I'm going to take steps to take care of myself
because
I care about me.
Yes. Yes. Like rest. I need rest. And I'm not gonna be mad that I need rest. This body needs rest, and I'm not gonna force myself to go to the gym and not be upset about it. I'm also not gonna be upset about ordering Uber Eats later.
Hey, sometimes you just need that. So, lastly, once you can start accepting yourself, you can start enhancing your self-love. So begin loving yourself. Extend kindness and generosity and compassion to yourself. You know how you treat your best friend. And if you don't treat your best friend this way, then like you're not a good friend. You're a toxic person. So if someone was talking shit about your best friend.
Yeah.
Like you'd fight them, right?
Yes.
You'd cut that that hoe off and be like, looky here, you can't talk shit about my best friend like that. Treat yourself like you treat your best friend. That's how you should be treating yourself, because you respect your best friend, you love her, you respect her, you see great things about her. You need to take that energy and put it towards yourself.
The biggest problem there is that I like to get my friend snacks, and I feel like if I treated myself like my best friend, I'd be like, you deserve snacks all the time, because I love getting snacks for friends.
All right, so take the emotions that you extend in, like, kindness.
Yeah.
But not the snacks.
Okay.
Because I feel like you have other goals that aren't going to benefit from the snacks unless they're, like, healthy snacks.
Okay, yeah. I've been really into pistachios lately. Yeah, that's been my newest snack. And I feel like that's good because I think I have an oral fixation.
What?
An oral fixation.
Is that like a sex thing? What is that?
No. You know, people who smoke cigarettes have oral fixations.
Oh, yeah. You need to like...
like, constantly like...
need to be doing something with your mouth.
You know what? I regret this. Cut this completely.
I feel like also just like the note of pistachios, they're a good snack because like if you get the ones that have shells on them.
Yeah, of
course. Like most people.
I'm not a fool.
Like, then, like, I feel like eventually I get tired of doing that, so then I stop eating them.
I do. That's actually 100% true.
So they're, like, they take more effort, so it's, like, I won't eat as many.
Yeah, and then you get the ones that aren't open all the way.
Mm-hmm. And they're a real challenge.
And they are a true challenge. And then you bite too hard, and then it becomes sharp, and it cuts your mouth. I've got cuts in my mouth right now from snacking. It's, like, teaching me snacking bad. And I don't really snack that much. But Raven's got 18 chocolate bars that I know the location of. And it truly kills me. It wakes me up at night knowing I know where they are. I'm not kidding. I never wake up in the middle of the night to snack. I've been waking up to pee and needing, feeling like I need that chocolate.
Raven needs to like hide them somewhere else.
He truly needs to hide them like in the walls.
Carol will like sniff him out like a freaking
I'm like a hound. I'm like on the wall just like
looking for the
like knocking. All right, anyway,
off track, but so pay attention to the tone you used with yourself and try to be more positive and uplifting, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. So once you do these things, you can truly begin to love yourself and you can truly recognize your self-worth and start to begin to take responsibility and agency over your life. And that's what I feel like the big shift has been for me when I realized like, hey, like, I am worthy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's been a shift in which I'm like, I can control like who I am. And what I want to do. And who I want to...
yes.
Who I'm going to be. I can make it on to Love Island. In probably 2 years. If I really try. And maybe get a surgery or two. And I'm not saying that I need surgery to be worthy of Self Island. Of Love Island. I just...
Self Island.
Self Worth Island. I'm just saying that... probably gonna need bigger boobs, but
a girl with small tits won the Australian one, so don't you put yourself down.
Okay, we might be able to do it without surgeries, you guys. Maybe just need lip filler.
Maybe. All right, okay,
but I'm only getting it because I want to, not because I think I like need it. I don't know. That's I'm being dumb. But realistically, like I feel like there's a lot of stuff going on in my life, but I don't feel as down and as like I feel like if this happened to me like a few months ago, I think I would be in a spiraling depression. Just like crying in my room like wondering what the hell I'm going to do with my life.
Yeah.
Versus like now I'm like, it's going to be okay and I'm going to figure it out because yeah. I know I'm capable and I can get stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You also vocalize things more.
I feel like I'm definitely speaking up for myself more because I feel like...
You also talk about your feelings more because before you wouldn't.
Like, well, I think for the longest time, I would... You know how, like, when you don't think you're... Like, if you don't think you're worthy and you don't really like yourself, you shrink as a person because you don't want to be noticed and you can't handle the criticism of other people. So you're shrinking and shrinking and trying to become out of the way and... You know, just wanting to be accepted. So you shrink and you, so like, I feel like now that I'm like not caring about that and like recognizing that I like myself and I don't care if other people don't like me mm-hmm. as much, I am more capable of being who I am and I'm not shrinking. I'm not hiding who I am.
Yeah, no, I know I joke a lot, but I definitely have been doing the work, like, and it comes across in like ways that I never like. All right, they sound like not big deals and like not a thing at all, but like for me to like get up and like care about how I'm gonna look in the morning has not been a thing that I've done in a really long time. Like mm-hmm. right now I look like shit because I feel like shit, but like I've had like to get up at 4 a.m. not because I had to get up at 4 a.m. but because I wanted to like dress nice and like put makeup on. Mm-hmm. I haven't done that in like 6 years.
Wow.
Like just to go to work, like you know, like
yeah,
it would be like every now and then, but it was like super rare. And like I just feel like it's like my way of saying like it's my way of expressing myself mm-hmm. when yeah. before at work I didn't really want to express myself because I wanted to seem small. Yeah. And like that I could easily fit in mm-hmm. and that maybe if I did that, then I would be much more like successful. But actually, if I'm just myself, loud and proud, it's actually gotten me further.
Right.
Because people like respect that.
And it's like I feel like for the first time, like just the other day, I told Carol, like we were going to the gym and she was like, I have to do like we have to go and stuff. And I was like, hey, like. Honestly, like we can drop the bet because I feel like we don't need it anymore just because I feel like we're in a place where it's like whereas before we needed to have the bet because we needed some sort of punishment and motivation to get us to go to the gym. But now my motivation to go to the gym doesn't come from that. It stems from me wanting to actually go to the gym because I'm wanting to take care of myself.
Yeah.
And better myself.
I had 12 hours on set that day and I said, can I just please do like 30 minutes of cardio? The fact that I didn't cancel is a testament. The fact that I like left 12 hours from being on set and then going straight to the gym was a testament to like my devotion to myself.
Yeah. And then after that, like, I was like, okay, yeah, I'll get on the treadmill with you. And then after that, I went and finished, like, I did a whole workout.
Yeah.
Like, on my own. Like,
because I had to get up early.
Yeah, usually I'd just be like, okay, and then, like, take that 30 minutes, and cut it short. But I was like, no, I want, like, I'm trying to achieve these goals, so I'm going to do the full workout because I don't necessarily have to be anywhere.
But what I will say to, like, wrap this all up is that I would encourage people to try this with a buddy because I don't know if I could have done this without Avery. Like doing the whole like, I realize now that the fitness bet and the diet bet and all of that stuff was like our baby steps into this whole territory. Mm-hmm. And now we don't even need those things to actually go.
Yeah.
Like we still just do it.
Well, also it's about like being around motivating people and like people have good energy. So it's like us being around each other and both of us wanting to better ourselves. It's pushing us in that direction because we're both moving in that direction.
Yes. So get a buddy, you know, gym buddies and all that. Like it's all kind of the same thing. So like get a buddy, have your best friend. Like if you have a best friend and you guys are truly best friends, you guys want the best for each other. So work on doing the self-worth work with a person, a partner, a friend. But it does take a lot of work on your end. Like they can't do everything for you, but they can help be there on the journey with you to talk things out and do the work.
And if you guys can't, like, see, like, how much we've changed, and, like, if you're not getting that yet, like, I just want to give you, like, to wrap this all up, give you a few reasons why you should really, like, I really want people to work on their self-worth, because I want everyone to be the best that they can be, and I think everyone's super capable of that. And it's, like, if you're demon trash, like, you probably have, like, some sort of, like, you know, you probably have some hurdles and stuff in your way. But I want, if you have that self-worth, you're gonna be, like, just fine. Like, whatever comes in, you know, comes your way. Like, so it's important. Self-worth is important when you hit rock bottom, which is demon trash do this all the time. Midlife crisis, mental breakdown, a Tuesday. Like, all my breakdowns are on Tuesdays. I don't know why. Maybe because I spent all my money by, you know, Sunday. And it's just like, what am I going to do? That's when your self-worth should kick in. You are not your circumstances. So... also, if you have low self-worth, you're going to constantly be searching for approval from others. Like, when you know your worth, you no longer need that validation from other people or factors, because it comes from within. Like, you're not going to shrink yourself mm-hmm. to please other people. You're going to be who you are, because that's who you are. And just remember, self-worth is not, like, about just not giving a shit about what other people think. Like, obviously, some criticism is valid. Don't ignore it, because, you know, mm-hmm. that's how you learn and better yourself. So having self-worth means loving and valuing yourself despite your faults, circumstances, and what other people say about you. Not just ignoring it. And then lastly, if you don't have self-worth, I just feel like you can never be happy, because you don't believe you're worthy of having happiness. And yeah. at the end of the day, I want everyone... have a happy life, because I feel like it sucks being sad.
Yeah, definitely
it terrible. Sucks.
Gifts for good comedy material, though.
Yeah,
but we're not all going to be stand-up comedians.
Yeah, we all can't live a tortured life like that, so
a tortured life of being a stand-up mm-hmm. comic. Yeah, I mean, dude, this episode kind of feels like a finale, even though it's not, but it kind of feels like a finale, because I look back, like, looking back on, like, when we were being honest with each other. Remember that episode where we took shots and told little secrets about each other mm-hmm. to each other, like, or, like, how we felt secretly about each other?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me think of, like, where we were back then, and, like, where our head was at just a year ago,
yeah,
to like now. And it's pretty crazy, and we're ending the decade I feel like on a high note, for sure.
Yeah, I think this might be our last episode of this year, just because of our crazy schedules. We'll try to get one in there, but
yeah, it'll promises. Be difficult, just yeah. because, you know, holidays are coming up, we travel, you know, we yeah, so I think that this is a good one to end the year on, because it allows you to think about time, because, you know, we talk about New Year's resolutions and stuff, but really think about, like, it's the start of a new decade.
It's like a weird, it's a crazy fresh start.
It's a,
you know?
Yeah, it's 2020. You can always start fresh on a Tuesday in the middle of March. Okay, mm-hmm. You can always start again at any time. But if you're a person like me who, you know, numbers matter, timing matters, like, that's motivating to you, then really think about this year. And this time, I'm not making crazy resolutions. I did not accomplish most of the resolutions I made for myself this year. Did I learn to edit? Nope. Wish I did. I still want to learn to edit, though. I still want to learn to edit.
I don't even want to know what we said our resolutions were. Who knows?
I'm afraid to look back. But, yeah, I think now I know how to, like, set resolutions that I can actually accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel I didn't, like, know how to do that.
I have a better foundation for getting those done now.
100%. So, yeah, guys, we're going to definitely stay active on social media, though. So let's continue our chats there, and let's start 2020 super fresh. And yeah, we have really cool stuff coming up for you guys. We have some guests that we want to bring on at the beginning of the year, and we might be moving in together. That means more demon trash content.
More demon trash content. Demon coming trash. Your way, hopefully in 2020.
Papa Trash.
2020 is gonna be the year. Everyone says that, but I've just like, I have a vibe that's like, you know, it's like
a
it's,
vibe.
I just, I'm feeling it. I'm getting a Pisces psychic connection, you know, with the universe.
Uh-huh.
It's coming in. It's saying 2020 is the year.
It's about to be. Yeah. All right, guys. Papa Trash, Baby Demon, and ca-ca! Wish you and all of your loved ones a happy holidays and a fantastic new year if we don't see you again. But we'll talk to you soon. Stay classy, San Diego.